Hello, welcome to Slimmer World Podcast, to this, the very first podcast of 2025. Hope you have had a spiffing new year.
Spiffing new year. Welcome, I'm Anna, and this is the gorgeous Claire, and we are the Slimmer World Podcast, as Claire said.
Yeah, so Anna, consultant of many years' experience.
15 years this year, Claire. Been a member for 26, it's cut me in half and it does say Slimming World all the way down.
And I'm a member as well. So we are here to talk about the support side of Slimming World. And as you can tell, we are in my kitchen. We're kind of doing a filming tour. Is that what we're calling this podcast?
I don't know. It is what we are now.
We're a podcast film on tour. So over the next few weeks, you get to get the choice, really, of watching us or listening to us. If you're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, you can listen to us on your car drives, on your dog walks, pounding it at the gym, whatever you want. Or you can sit back, get a cup of tea and watch us on your big telly on YouTube.
Love this. There is somewhere that you can get us, anywhere on the go or in your home. So do tune in and keep watching.
Okay, so today, a really exciting subject in that we're kind of peeling the onion layers of what Slimming World is about. And today, something that not everybody knows about with Slimming World is about the support and the community side. So for those people who have never been to Slimming World, what do we mean when we talk about community support, this word group that people talk about?
So we run weekly groups for our members and they are scattered across the country, Ireland, Cyprus. And each week we have sessions for our members to come along and attend and learn about the ways to change their habits, learn about different ways to cook and get that emotional support to make long-term habit change. And they really do become that kind of center stone of your journey, because I always think the support structure is so important on those good weeks, but also on those weeks that we know are inevitable, those hard weeks, those weeks where it does feel tough. So these sessions are tailored to each member individually, but we come together as a big collective to inspire and motivate each other.
Yeah, and I suppose the thing is that it's so many of us have made great friends. We've almost got our Slimming World family.
So like, we met.
Exactly.
Yeah, all those years ago, you walked into my group as a member and now look, we're sat at your kitchen counter with two mics. But again, it's those relationships that are established, that are the support system that get you through that those times which, without the group, you wouldn't make it through your weight loss journey. And we have a good old laugh and we learn and we discover new things about ourselves and other people.
Yeah, so that's the kind of idea of what the group is about and the community. But we're really excited because actually today, as we announce this podcast, there is some hot new research out from Slimming World, and it talks about this feeling that new members go through by the time they finish their very first group. So we're going to bring in our guest, Laura Holloway, researcher. I've got to get this right, at Slimming World's Nutrition Research and Health Team. How are you?
I am great, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you for coming to our kitchen. So Laura, tell us about this. You've been keeping this under your hat for a year. When you started exploring this kind of feeling that new members go through, what were the initial ideas of what you were hoping to see or what you were starting out looking at?
So we, as you say, it was exactly a year ago we did this survey. Throughout January 2024, we asked members to complete this survey, new members, and we wanted to understand how people feel when they come to a Slimming World group, you know, right before they walk through those doors. And we wanted to know how they feel straight after when they leave their first Slimming World group. And also everything that happens in between of that, what is happening to their confidence, the confidence in themselves, their motivation, their self-belief.
It must have been so exciting to see all these things we probably anticipated, but I bet there's a few things that you uncovered that you had no idea you were going to uncover when you started this research.
Absolutely. It was a real mixed bag. We found that when people come to a group for the first time, they come and, you know, you walk through those doors and you're feeling exhausted, fed up, desperate even, and you're feeling out of control. Members told us that they were worried for their health. You know, they had aches, pains, they were feeling low, anxious even, and stressed, and they didn't like the way they looked. And they told us that they really did not believe that they could ever lose weight. And they didn't think that Slimming World would work for them. But despite all of this, they took that massive step and came to group. And we found such a big change happen in just those 90 minutes. And it was fascinating to see people left that group feeling confident for the first time in a long time that they could actually lose weight. And they knew that Slimming World would be there to help them every step of the way.
I don't know if it resonated with you, but you've just described every feeling I had as a new member. I sat in the car park of six groups because I was so terrified of the way I felt and what I was going to encounter. And just to know in 90 minutes, such a profound change has felt. So how did people feel after the 90 minutes?
So they left that group feeling confident for the first time in a long time. They felt confident in themselves that they could lose the weight, but also confident in Slimming World. They, after hearing about how it works, after seeing the support, they believed that Slimming World would help them get to their dream weight. And they felt motivated. It was one thing that, as we all know, you know, it can be hard to get the motivation to take that first step and to make those healthy changes. Yet when they left their first group, they felt motivated and they were full of inspiration, and for the first time, they were feeling positive about their weight and their journey moving forward.
Yeah, and you know, you look at this time of year, isn't it? It does present that fresh start, that chance to draw a line and just really see, where am I now? And the feeling is exactly what you were saying, Anna. You were talking there about feeling fed up and worried, and often I would think, am I not normal? You know, I thought I could fix this myself. I'd spent years struggling and years, you know, not even talking about it with anybody, just privately battling with myself. You know, it wasn't that I wanted like almost like a quick fix, like I want to lose the weight and be done. I wanted to find a way that I could make my weight work with me and my lifestyle. I wanted to find a way that it would fit in with me. Because, you know, my life can be up and down and it's busy and it's different. And sometimes you feel that if you're going to want to go on a weight loss journey, that you have to give it all your attention. And, you know, it can be quite exhausting. And, you hit that wall, which is where I got to when I was on my own. And then I don't know where to go. And this idea, I think that, you know, with the research, it talks about helping people navigate life's natural up and downs. And often I would be doing really great for a while and I'd hit that first hurdle and I wouldn't know how to like navigate that. And that, I think, was really key for me understanding why I needed the support, because I'll be honest, I didn't really realise that I knew I needed support.
I didn't, yeah. But it's that very thing of, I could only get so far on my own and until I activated that support, because you can feel like this is another stressor if you haven't got that support, but being able to be around people who get it. Because I felt lonely, isolated. No one had ever binge eaten like I'd binge eaten. No one had ever been the weight I'd ever been. So that, I remember feeling a sense of like, okay, they get it. And that's a really reassuring feeling. But like you said, didn't know I needed that until I got it.
Well, I would say, you know, if you're watching or listening to this, maybe hit pause at this moment and grab your journal, because I'm going to throw a couple of questions at you just to challenge you and see if you can capture what your answers would be. Because we'll talk about what the research says and what common answers were. But I want to throw this to you to think about where you're at. And, you know, it doesn't matter whether you're a member or you're not a member. You've never had a Slimming World before. You can do this. We love doing journal exercises. Best way to start a new year, new journal, new pen.
Oh, new pen?
Yeah.
But you don't want too new a pen, because you need a pen that you know how it's going to work.
Like,
you know,
feels good.
Yeah, you need to know that muscle memory of your pen. Don't get
okay.
me started.
Hopefully you've got your journal now. So here's a couple of questions, okay? For those who have been a part of the Slimming World community for a while, what difference has being supported by the Slimming World community meant for you and your weight loss journey? Are there people, are there moments that you had, be that in group or conversations or recipes or situations that you worked through, that you finally had that breakthrough moment? Just take a bit of time to capture that. And the other one, you know, potentially you could be in this situation right now. You know, thinking back to before you came to group, before you were a member of Slimming World, what words would you use to describe how you were feeling at the time? I think that is really, sometimes it can be difficult for us to go back into some of those emotions. But that's the only way that we really start to recognise our progress or our journey. And sometimes it can just start with, I think you say, don't you, being 1% better.
Yeah, and I think recognising how you feel right now, even if it is really low or sad or terrified, is you won't feel like that once you've kind of ripped that plaster off. But it can be so many of those feelings that stop you doing it. And as you were saying it, I was just remembering back to how sad I felt, how broken I felt, how ashamed I felt. And actually that burden being lifted, I'm a totally different person now because that burden's been lifted. And I don't think you always recognize what you're carrying on your shoulders when you struggle with your weight, when you're burdened with that, because you have this learnt response to life, don't you? And I was just thinking about what the changes that group gave to me. It made me able to live again in a way that felt a little bit freer, a little bit like I was owning my life rather than my weight was dictating it. So it's quite a humbling experience to go back and look at how you felt before and how you feel now. Because we've lost our weight, haven't we? And now we're on the kind of part of maintaining that. And that's a different feeling, but you forget how far you've come sometimes, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the other question that you asked as part of the research, Laura, was, you asked members, if you could tell your old self one thing, what would it be? Oh, and I was like, whoa, that's another good journal question, isn't it? Because it's so personalised. You know, what you would tell your old self might not work for me, but there definitely were some themes that you spotted in your research.
There were some really clear themes, actually. So many members said that they would tell their old selves to go sooner. And it was almost like they were arguing with themselves and asking themselves, why didn't you go sooner? Why didn't you just do it? And we know what that's like, that, you know, it is taking that final push to get there. And members felt so much better when they did get there, when they got through those doors. Another thing that they said they'd tell themselves is, it's not at all what you'd expect. And I think we've all heard things about slimming clubs and we've seen the sketch shows, you know, and they were telling themselves, it's nothing like that. You know, you walk into that room and there is no judgment. There's no humiliation and there's no put downs. And they were saying all there is just genuine support with a bunch of friendly, like-minded people that are all in it together, all going through the same thing.
Yeah, it's funny, we interviewed Slimmerworld's Man of the Year 2024, Matt Flanagan, a few weeks ago, didn't we? And then if you want to listen to that episode, it's called The Ripple Effect. And I mean, he's lost an incredible amount of weight, wasn't it? Like 15, 16 stone. But he talked about how he was breaking his journey down into smaller goals. But the key thing that really stood out for him in that interview for me was how he talked about, we said how we were sharing things with some of our like mates in group that probably we hadn't actually told our family or friends.
I see that week in, week out in group, people sharing the most personal thoughts and feelings because they feel so safe and amongst people that understand. Because I think what Matt was saying was that there are so many people in his life that didn't understand his struggles with his weight, but he came into Slimming World and they all got it. And again, a thing that stopped me was my thought process of, what's this going to be like? I was scared. And I remember this feeling of relief, of, wow, these people are just normal. They're just like me and they're having a good time. I remember really seeing that, the laughter, the joy in their achievements. And that wasn't what I'd kind of been led to believe in my head, I think.
Yeah, and it's funny you say the word safe there. That was something that really came out in the research, that members did say they felt so safe. You know, they walked through the door and they said instantly they felt a connection with the other people in the group, which is lovely to think that that can happen that quickly. And they said, you know, it felt like we're all in it together. And they felt that the members truly understood them and they could relate to the other members. And so many said these new members were inspired by the other members. They loved hearing about the advice they'd give, the tips. They loved watching them get the rewards, reach the milestones, all these things that were building their confidence. And what was really lovely was they said that they could tell that those other members in the group were rooting for them. They were wanting them to do well and that they would be behind them, supporting them the whole way.
Yeah.
Do you know what also I think is really key that you see in group is that it's not a straight line. I think that's what really helped me, seeing people, how they struggled if they'd had a bump in the road or it wasn't going so well, and how the other people around them offered the support and the ideas and the consultant helped facilitate change. Because I think we often have a preconceived notion that it's got to be like, we've got to be perfect. And we often talk about this, don't we? That it's got to be straight down the line and the pounds have got to fall off every single week. And sometimes it just doesn't work like that. So I think seeing in a group that people are there on the good weeks and the bad weeks is a really important thing, isn't it?
Yeah. I think as well, the research showed us that before they came to Slimming World, members, the people, they didn't even feel like they would ever get that control. And they didn't feel like they could manage those things that got in the way. And straight after that first group, all of a sudden they felt like they could manage those things. And that, as you say, that's down to the tips that come from the other members and the advice.
I think for me, it was hearing about food. Like, I'm a food, we're foodies, aren't we, Claire? Like, eating, hearing about the food that we could eat, the things that we could enjoy, the fact that you could still be with your friends and go out, the fact that you could, you know, still have a roast with your family. That can be a burden that's lifted, because I know I've done many different things to lose weight over the years, and restriction and things that didn't fit in with my lifestyle were the only way I felt I could lose weight. And I can imagine for new members, hearing all that luscious food that we get to eat, that must have been quite a reassuring feeling.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was, we asked new members when did they feel they noticed a change in their self-belief and their self-confidence. And actually the key moment to come out of that was listening to their consultant talk through the plan and listening to how Slimming World works. And, you know, they were amazed that they can eat real food and they can still eat the food they love, and they're not going to have to go hungry, and they can actually lose weight. That was such a key moment for them.
Yeah. I mean, the other point that people were saying was, you know, that telling their old self thing, a theme that came out was, you know, get to know the plan and embrace it. I remember reading that in the research. And that's, I think, also another thing that can help with the support is getting these tips of what do you do for breakfast and what are you doing for tea, and when you go out with your family for meals, what do you do? What do you pick on the menu? And you know, the pack that comes with Slimming World is one thing, but also the app with the recipes, the barcode scanner, there's all that support online, I think, which also helps, whether you're a group member or you're an online member. That's also included in your membership. So there's plenty to get in there. I mean, I actually love, in my spare time when I'm trying to avoid doing work, don't let my boss watch this.
I am your boss.
I am the boss, yeah. But I often do quizzes on the app. Yeah.
I thought you were like scouting, because my favourite thing when I've got 10 minutes
to just scan your kitchen.
No, I like going to a shop and being like, guess the number. Is it a free food? That's what I like to
do. But that knowledge, I think, you know, you take in initially, there is obviously quite a lot to get your head around, I suppose, with the plan. We have to be honest about that. And having your consultant there, if you're a group member, is really good support. But there's plenty of other things to read and listen to. I mean, we have got like, gosh, probably like 300 and something podcasts. So you can always find something on our podcast back catalogue. But what do they mean by getting to know the plan, embrace it? Can you expand upon what people were telling you about that?
So, yeah, they were really telling themselves, don't rush into this. As you say, there is so much to get your head around, and go home, take that. People were saying, read through your books, you know, don't try and rush through this. Understand it. Plan your days, you know, get to know what your sin allowance is and what foods you like, what foods you might want to swap. And it was really that, just practical advice to help them get through those initial first few weeks, really. I think they were concerned at the start that they might not be able to follow it, as I said, and actually hearing it and, you know, being able to really embrace it and really take the time to understand what they're doing just then made their journey so much easier from then out.
I think you get the new member talk, don't you? And you hear it if you're an online member, and then what you see in group and on the online community is it come to life, because it's like we've given you this list and this book, and then you hear people how they are, you know, still making their favorite curry, how they're still going out, how they've incorporated a, you know, activity in their life. And it's knowing that you've you've got all the support there. All you've got to do is just utilise it, haven't you? And that kind of midweek support from the app and the website, the activity videos. I remember you very clearly as a member being such a diligent member. You would read the book, you'd use the app and actually... And I love that. That's what I mean. But I find that that's been so important in your success because you've never sat on your laurels. You've utilised every bit of support there's been for you so that you never got bored, you never got stale, and you've always asked for help as well.
I think the key thing where I'd got stuck previously was I thought I had that diet mentality of I can only eat this, and I don't know, I'd put all of these kind of restrictions on my mind, and there was so much that I'd never tried and never eaten. And when you look at the pack and see, you know, we went into a little bit more detail last week with our real food episode, if you want to listen to that, about the food optimizing plan, but just the variety of what we call free food, which you can eat, you know, as much as you want. The free food was where it unlocked a level for me. I mean, even the other week, Matt brought home, what was it?
A papaya.
A papaya.
Yeah.
I was like, what's that?
Can I
what
eat
you
the
do?
Skin?
I had to Google and watch a video on YouTube. What do you do with it?
One of my best moments of my Slimming World career was watching you eat a lychee at 8 o'clock on the Saturday
morning.
You need
to give a bit of context to that. I mean, when I, up to about the age of 26, I had only ever tried a banana, I think, maybe
and
a strawberry.
Apple. Yeah,
did you yeah, apple? Maybe yeah. an apple. But I just thought fruit wasn't for me. And I just deleted it. Yeah. And then as an adult, I was reintroducing it. And so when we first started, well, I was going to your group, wasn't
yeah.
I? And it was like, became a thing where Claire tries a new fruit.
It was like a bush duck a trial on a Saturday. And this face of a lychee. But I think what you got from the group...
The lychee looked weird, I'll be honest.
But you got from the group that... She hasn't tried these things. Let's help her broaden her horizons. Like, I remember very clearly the cooking that you've started to do, how you've branched out. Like, but you've learned those things in group, but you've been very open to receive that information as well and ask, which I've loved watching.
100% that when I joined Slim World, I don't think I really knew how to cook.
No, and so many people don't. And
it's been an education.
Yeah, and that as a consultant is a beautiful thing to see people who come in with very little confidence, don't know where to start. And actually, with things like Slim World Kitchen, things like our range at Iceland, they kind of try new things and then they get the recipes and they adapt it and they change it. And now you go around to Claire's and you don't know what gourmet meal. I mean, I'm sat in her cupboard right now and the spices that are wafting from this cupboard, you wouldn't have had 6 years ago. But I really think you've learned so many different things through that, haven't you? I mean,
I love if anyone's listening to this on audio, they're now picturing Anna sat in a cupboard.
But I am.
I'm not that mean to you.
No. It's just that my thighs were too big not to be in the cupboard. That's where we went. But look there, look at your cupboards. You would have never have had them 6 years ago.
Yeah, I've got a spice rack now. Yeah. I mean, that is the epitome of adulting.
I've
got kitchen roll and a spice rack. That's how you know you've grown up.
You do.
Let's just kind of maybe round this off with the most powerful bit, I think, of the advice that most members had said. So if you could tell your old self one thing, what would it be? This bit, I think, was key. Stick with it. Don't give up.
Yeah.
I mean... How many times could we look and tell ourselves that? Because I was there. I was that yo-yo dieter for years. I'd get on it, then I'd lose it, and I'd get on it, and I'd lose it. And I think the most powerful thing that I've got over the last 5 or 6 years is finding that steady consistency. And consistency, I've realised, is that's success for me.
Oh. Definitely.
Yeah, and it's interesting because those that were saying stick with it, because... The people who completed the survey, we had brand new members that had never been to Slimming World before, but we also had members who had been with us before, and, you know, and they were really looking back at their old selves where they hadn't carried it on as long as they would have wanted. And they were saying, no, this time you must stick with it because you've got the support to get you there and just keep on going. And you will learn to manage those things that you are struggling with, and those people in the group, your consultant, will help you get there.
That's a really good spot. It's you don't feel like you can change your behaviour. And if someone had told size 22 Anna, binge eating Anna, that I'd be where I am today, I wouldn't have believed her. But it was my group and my consultant that allowed me the space and the time to make those changes at my pace. And it's having that belief and that, because you always want to carry on. And I say this as someone who rejoins so many times, but your fear gets in the way. Your self-limiting beliefs get in the way, but if you can see it through is where you get to the point where you're continually kind of happy and where you want to be.
Yeah. Oh my god. Well, I mean, this is brilliant research. It's going to be on the Slimming World website if people want to read that. We'll probably be on the blog as well, I imagine. Laura, thank you so much for coming to my kitchen.
No, thank you for having me. I've loved it.
Right, we will be back next week. We're doing another film one. Ooh. The film tour continues. And guess where we'll be?
In your kitchen.
Probably.
Yeah. I feel like I need a song for that. In your kitchen.
Yeah, we need no jingle. Yeah. Yeah, next week we are talking real results.
Yes.
We have got, I mean, when I say a flurry of listener comments, I mean a flurry.
Oh, we love hearing from the listeners. And again, what you're going to hear is really inspirational stuff. Real results.
We're looking at that question. Another one for your journal of, aside from the scales, what have you got out of your Slimming World journey or your weight loss journey? And I think that really, take away the numbers. Think about how losing weight can really impact your life. It's incredibly powerful. Some amazing stories to share. So do join us on that. You can hit subscribe on YouTube if you're watching us on there. Follow us in all the other places. And we look forward to seeing you. Come and have a look at our behind the scenes footage as well. We'll share some. On our Instagram at Slimming World Podcast, and we may even sprinkle a little bit if they think that we've been good on the main Slimming World channel.
Shh, babe.
Yeah, exactly. Right, we're off to top the coffee. You crack on and enjoy the rest of your strange week, whether that be at work, at school, or just enjoying another cup of tea on your sofa. Take care.
Bye for now.